What is the last line of the second Halukah mean? Lo asochein l'chol goy u'mishpatim ba'yidahum, that Hashem did not do this for any nation other than Klal Yisrael. The Radak explains that what was different about Klal Yisrael it was simply that he gave them revelation. He revealed himself, revealed his Torah to Klal Yisrael. And Lo asochein l'chol goy u'mishpatim ba'yidahum, he didn't make known to them chukim mishpatim. There was no revelation. The process by which Klal Yisrael received laws obviously did not take place to other nations of the world. The Meiri says that the other nations do not know Hashem's ordinances. The implication here is that the other nations do not conduct themselves properly. They have not become aware of the virtues of righteousness and justice. And therefore, we, Klal Yisrael, who understand Hashem's ways, we praise Hashem who gave us the Torah and His commandments for our inheritance. Whereas Radak focuses on the process, which is we experienced revelation and the other nation did not. They maybe focus on the content, that we are aware of, we're made aware and we're taught Torah and mitzvos and the other nations weren't. Rav Hirsch combines both the Radak and the Meiri. Rav Hirsch explains that other nations lack the knowledge of the chukim and even are ignorant of mishpatim, which are laws that are governed by righteousness, because they believe that any concept of law is determined by the views held at any given time and place concerning the needs of society. And therefore, their laws are based on the premise of expediency. Therefore, their law and order are in a constant process of change, and their social conditions and relationships lack a firm basis. There's no concept of an eternal order of laws. They know nothing about any kind of supreme law. So he really combines the two. Essentially, he says, because we received our Torah from revelation, the eternity of the Torah exists for the Jew and not for the other nations. That's why, lo asochein l'chol goy, we, the other nations, did not receive the law as something that is eternal, because we received it through revelation.